Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Anna never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshipping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. In this part of Luke's Gospel, our eyes are focused on Jesus and his young parents. A new day had dawned that was full of hope for the future. It's important, however, that it was two old people, Simeon and Anna, who recognized the significance of his birth. They'd lived so close to God that they were ready for this moment. Age can change people in very different ways. Anna had only been married for 7 years before her husband died. She was now an old woman and had been a widow for many decades. She could have become sour and cynical with the passing of time, but her life was clearly focused upon God. She spent her days in the temple worshipping God, and this meant that she was spiritually alert and quick to see what he was doing. In this beautiful moment, she came alongside Simeon as he spoke with Mary and Joseph and joined in the celebration. At the time, there were godly people who were known as the quiet in the land. They devoted their lives to prayer and waited patiently for God to come. Simeon and Anna were such people, and their godly example should inspire us today. Over the years, I've met many older people who, as their mobility has decreased, have increasingly devoted themselves to prayer. I've been so grateful for their godly influence and encouragement, and delighted that they haven't gone the way of so many and becoming increasingly grumpy and negative with the passing of time. As we get older, let's allow Simeon and Anna to set the standard for how we should serve God, always prayerful, expectant, and full of praise. So let me ask you a question. As you get older, what are you going to do to ensure that you become increasingly prayerful? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the wonderful example of people like Simeon and Anna. Help us to get closer to you and become more gracious and loving as we get older. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.